Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with a special message before we head into winter break. I'm not here today with a full episode or a big teaching topic. I just wanted to pause for a moment and speak directly to you. As this first semester, this first half of the school year comes to a close, I know there are a lot of mixed emotions out there. Relief, exhaustion, gratitude, reflection, maybe even some heaviness. Before anything else, I want to say thank you. Thank you for showing up for kids. Thank you for caring when it would have been easier not to. Thank you for staying steady in a year that asked a lot of you. And before we go any further, I want to ground myself in gratitude. Three things that I'm thankful for. First, I'm thankful for the Ho-Chunk tribe in the Winnebago community. I'm grateful for the relationships, the learning, the culture, and the perspective that continues to shape my teaching and my heart. Second, I'm thankful that I found podcasting. This space has become a way for me to reflect, to process, encourage, and connect with educators all over. I didn't know where this journey would go when I started, but I'm really grateful that I said yes to it. And third, I'm thankful for you, the listeners, the funky teachers, the fellow funky teachers out there who keep showing up, who keep listening, reflecting, and caring deeply about kids and this profession. As we head into this break, I also want to acknowledge something important. For many people, this season, it brings joy, celebration, and rest. And for others, especially some of our students, breaks, it can be complicated. School is a place of safety, routine, and care. The time away for kids, it's not always easy for every child. And that's something worth holding gently in our hearts as educators. I also want to recognize that not everyone celebrates the same holidays. So whether you're celebrating Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, another holiday, or simply welcoming some quiet winter rest, I want to wish you peace, warmth, and moments that refill you. For me, this break is about stepping back for a few weeks to focus on family, rest, and reflection. I talk a lot on this podcast about taking care of yourself, and I'm going to practice what I preach. I'll be pressing pause on new episodes for a short while, for a few weeks. But I'm not going anywhere. After a few weeks, when my school year starts back up in the new year, I'm excited to keep building this space. I will be returning in the new year. And when my second semester school year starts up, I'm excited to keep this space building. I'm going to continue the Sunday School for Teachers episodes. I'm going to do more deeper dives into specific pillar topics through some multi-episode series is what I'm exploring. And I'm still exploring my evolving vision for where this podcast is heading. This journey, it has been meaningful. Finishing this first stretch of episodes, over 100 episodes now. It just blows my mind still, over 100 episodes now. This journey has been so meaningful. finishing the stretch of this first stretch of episodes of over 100 episodes. It has been exciting, humbling, and honestly, a little surreal. So if you're listening right now, know this. You matter. Your work matters. And the care you give kids every day, it makes a difference, even when it's hard to see. I want to thank you for being here. I want to thank you for walking this journey with me. I want you to take care of yourselves. I want you to take care of your people. And I'll see you in a new year. Y'all, remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.